21st, a Friday edition of Gordo's Corner brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security.
Well, the reviews are rolling in on the very experimental 840 bit of Dick Vitale and Woody Allen breaking down March Madness. It even sounds insane when I even just mention it. Denise says, that 840 bit was the radio version of waterboarding. Never play it again.
Put that down as a negative review.
Archangel says, fake Woody and Dickie V is driving me and my coworkers insane. Was ordered to turn my Bluetooth speaker off by my boss. Brendan claims, I'm now experiencing COVID symptoms. David Ellis says, I seriously thought I had an ad or pop-up videos playing in the background at work. I was trying to minimize and close out all the websites at that point. I'm insane now. Yeah, because they oftentimes talked at the same time. And they're both exhausting, fast-talking voices that have way too much energy. Dano says, can I get that segment with the voices hard panned to opposite sides? To hear all the content they were each delivering. And Reed Romans 1-3 says, George Dunham's fake Dickie V is the second best character on the ticket, next to Junior Miller's fake Doris Burke. I'll leave you alone now to go get some energy gels.
Maybe they should do our next basketball preview.
Dickie V and Doris Burke.
So y'all think Woody Allen's voice is annoying?
Oh, my God.
Why do you even say that? It makes no sense. I mean,
you think his movies are funny?
They're fine, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, it's anytime they're good, except for anytime he's on screen, you know? Because then you know that it'll take, you know, a little while for each, you know, line to be delivered. And, you know, I mean why do you say God? God Almighty, if there only were a God, you know, maybe you should say that. But, you know, you feel like Robert Pirsig outsourcing maintenance work, you know. It's like, you know.
Okay.
I mean, George, why do you yell at me? I don't understand. I mean, you know, George, you're reasonably attractive, you know. You don't have any major neuroses, you know. I mean, I can stand a few minor neuroses, you know, like a smattering of insomnia.
My ears are bleeding.
You know, touch of electric complex, but, you know. Nothing borderline or, you know, murderous tendencies.
So it's a Kierkegaard or Noam Chomsky reference or something.
Right. It's always the same thing.
And what does he always refuse to do?
I refuse to have this conversation.
We've
already talked about this.
That movie, you know, Ants?
Yes.
He said it in that movie.
Really?
Yes, an animated movie.
He said that I refuse to have a conversation. Yes. That's right. I don't, you know, why should I have to go over something that happened before the movie started, you know?
Just hear me. That's actually a pretty good movie, by the way.
Ants?
Yeah. Never seen it. It's a cartoon, right?
I bet you it's so annoying that he's in it.
He's not. He's a little more understated than he is, I'd say, in his normal films.
Isn't it a cartoon?
What do you mean?
It's animated,
understated?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Sylvester
Stallone. Isn't it too? There's a lot of
Sylvester Stallone. You know, talking about Sylvester Stallone when the universe is about to, you know, implode. It's like, you know.
Please, somebody chop his head off.
I think that's exhausting. Hey, I think people are going to. I think this documentary is really gonna really hurt him. He's already hurt. I guess he doesn't really have an outlet for any of his work.
Is it out?
Yeah, they aired the first episode, I think, last Sunday. Okay. And I think the second episode airs this Sunday on HBO.
But, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's very, you know, Mia's side of things. And Woody didn't participate in this documentary. They did take some of the excerpts from his autobiography that he published last year, which had a hard time finding a publisher, too. And they took the audio version of his autobiography, which he did read himself.
It's kind of cheap, audiobook. But that's one
you
way
know,
to do it.
You know, I read, you know, reasonably well, and, you know, it's perfectly, you know, serviceable.
Okay, here's who is in Ants. Woody Allen, Dan Aykroyd, Danny Glover, Gene Hackman, Jennifer Lopez, Sly Stone.
Of all those people, you're against her?
Sharon Stone and Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's in there too.
He was in Annie Hall. Remember that? He played, I think, Annie's brother.
I don't know if I've ever seen Annie Hall.
What?
I bet Junior hadn't.
You've never seen Annie Hall?
No, I don't think I have.
Long time ago.
Is it worth seeing?
You should watch it. It's his classic movie. I mean, that is his crowning achievement,
I guess. What's Up, Doc wasn't?
No, not What's Up, Doc.
That was actually kind of funny.
Was that the one that they... No, I'm thinking of What's Up, Tiger Lily. That's the one that they dubbed, right?
Maybe.
They dubbed like a kung fu movie, and they made it about going to steal a recipe for egg salad. Y'all don't like him at all?
He wasn't in What's Up, Doc. Sorry.
Y'all don't find anything... Did you write the screenplay for What's Up, Doc, or just Casino Royale?
I'm not a Woody Allen fan. I don't think he's comfortable on screen to watch in his movies.
Why do you say that? I mean, what could possibly be annoying about his presentation?
I revisited a couple of years ago. Is it called Manhattan?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one with Mariel Hemingway, and she's like a teenager.
Yes.
She's like 16.
That's
and
the
he
one
plays a guy that's involved with her when she's underage.
And I couldn't enjoy the movie because of him. And I remember that about Annie Hall whenever I saw it 30 years ago.
Maybe I was thinking of What's Up, Tiger Lily. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I just said.
I know.
He's not enjoyable to watch.
Bananas was funny.
All right, pretend we had this conversation years and years ago, okay? Where we can at least try to talk, okay?
Right.
There are some... The good things about Woody Allen was that he did kind of do this form of humor that was mixture of highbrow and lowbrow. He was always annoying to me. His, stuttering, stumbling, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I couldn't stand that stuff. And I couldn't stand that he seemed to repeat himself all the time in his movies. You know, his characters always were kind of the same, and they were always saying that they refused to have this conversation again. I mean, it's like the same lines in every movie, too. But he has made some good ones. Like, I enjoyed Match Point with ScarJo. That was a good one. I loved Crimes and Misdemeanors. That's good.
I didn't see those.
Yeah, you should see that. That one's really good. And Annie Hall's good. I mean, he's had several entertaining films. But a lot of times, he's the worst part of his movies.
Yeah.
Which is not good. And he's very prolific. He would come out with a movie every single year. He worked nonstop.
How old is he these days? 80?
86, Craig, you and I should get together. We could really work,
That's all right.
We could, head out to the beach and have, reasonable length of a picnic and, then head to bed and, I would read some Henry James and you could read some E.L. James, and then we could...
what is a reasonable length for a picnic?
I don't know. It's just the way he talks. Drives me crazy. All right, let's talk about annoying things other than Woody Allen. Okay, would you rather listen to Woody Allen... Be locked in a room with the fake Woody Allen for 24 hours.
No.
I haven't even given you the other option. Or be locked in a room with fake Dickie V for 24 hours.
I'll take Dickie V because at least we're talking sports.
Yeah. All right, what about the person...
He can pop his eye out.
You're not locked in a room with them, but that character has to follow you around all throughout the day making comments on everything you do.
Dickie V.
Yeah.
Ah, cutting the sandwich in half, huh? I mean, just
you're a type of dandy, baby.
Everything you do has got to be commented on. That'd be better than Woody commenting on everything.
When he first came out, we couldn't get enough Dick Vitale.
Yeah,
we thought he was the greatest thing ever.
God, we loved him.
The most annoying sounds in the world, other than Woody and Dickie V. Yeah, a little research. What do you think of the most annoying sounds to most humans?
The dripping faucet.
That does rank on the list, yes.
What about
I don't have them broken down, you know, ranked, but it's that was mentioned. Stop it. You're even annoying me doing that in the background.
What about the cliche nails on a chalkboard?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That made almost the top of everyone's list. Nails on a chalkboard. And you do you know that we do not know why that sound annoys us so much? Other sounds, we understand why they're annoying to people because they have evolutionary value to us. For example, the sound of a crying baby. The reason that's annoying and gets your attention and you can't ignore it is because evolutionarily, it was important for us not to ignore that sound.
Because you needed to rescue the baby from the saber-toothed tiger.
Right. Another one that evolutionarily we understand is the sound that Giorgio hates.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that one doesn't get me like it gets a lot of P1s and George when we start doing the... The vomiting gag.
And I wait for the day when you just vomit all over yourself. You're going to gag yourself doing that.
Mark that for Peter King.
Hey, I'm realizing that this may
wait, Peter.
This may be a superpower for me because nails on chalkboard doesn't bother me.
That one gets me.
Sound of vomiting doesn't bother me.
You know what one gets my kids is styrofoam hitting.
Doesn't bother me.
Yes.
That doesn't get me, but boy, it gets them.
Doesn't get me either, but some people cannot stand that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Of the squeaking of styrofoam.
Yeah.
Got to be a sound that bothers me. I can't be that invincible.
Sound on chalkboard annoys me. There's other ones that are contextual, like the sound of if your neighbor's having a party. Do you know why that one is so annoying to us?
No.
They say it's annoying because you don't know when the end of it is going to come. Like, that's what makes it extra annoying. If you were told that all this sound will stop at 10 p.m., like, that is going to happen as a rule of the universe. It's that certain. Then you would not be near as annoyed with it.
That's interesting.
They say it's the open-endedness of some sound that makes it so annoying.
Wow. That's right.
But we got to find yours, Junior.
Trying to think.
High-pitch sounds like a...
No.
High tone or something?
No. I know someone that cannot stand this sound.
Shh. And so and like, I bet you do it to him.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
To just
yes.
get a reaction.
You can darn near get punched in the face if you scare him with that sound.
The only one I can kind of, that I think might be my kryptonite is when women file their nails. They take a nail file.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't really like that, but I think it's because if I think of me filing my nail, if I were to do that, that would give me shivers.
See there, that's related to the chalkboard thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's similar to the chalkboard thing, because I think that's what a lot of people do with the nails on a chalkboard, is you imagine it happening to your nails, and then it just makes you shudder.
Yeah. Although, I think I used to be one of the kids in class that could
that
run
could
my
prank
nails.
Everyone by doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I always had that kid. I thought that was a great bit.
Remember that scene in Jaws when Quint does that to get everybody's attention? They're scratching his hand down that chalkboard. That's so great.
Didn't bother him.
No, didn't bother him at all. And he's sitting there with his legs crossed. That's another
there you
one
go,
for
smoke
me.
Smoke alarm.
The smoke alarm sound. I don't care whether it's a blues smoke detector
piercing
or a regular
sound.
One. That stop it, Jer. Drives me nuts.
But I think it's in that hallway.
No.
Hold on.
I think it's going to be in the living room. Hold
right, on. Everyone be quiet.
Ah, you talk during
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll
just
be quiet this time.
Shh. It's in the guest bedroom. I think that's in the guest bedroom.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, Junior's not
right
participating
next to it
in this.
It's not beeping.
I don't think Junior has smoke alarms.
Yes, I do. I replace the batteries every year so they don't go off.
Very smart.
Yeah, it is.
I did it for 2 years.
Go off.
For 2 years, I had a ritual on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I would go around and I would replace all the batteries. And that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I had a weird thing happen with a smoke alarm. Actually, it was a carbon monoxide alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Goes off in the middle of the night. Scares me to death because it's carbon monoxide. alert. And so I go and I finally triangulate where the sound's coming from because there were a few smoke alarms it could have been and all this. So I find the carbon monoxide detector. And you know what it said on its readout? End of life.
Off. Meaning your life?
At first, in my sleepiness, that's the way I interpreted it.
Yeah, like you're toast.
Uh-huh. But it meant that it had reached its end of life. It was like 10 years old.
Huh.
And it then gives you a signal that this, you need to buy a new one because this one is no longer in date.
That's a racket.
I know. I'm like, it woke me up in the middle of the night to do that.
It can't go off at 2 in the afternoon.
No, it couldn't do that.
All right, the Gordo, thank you.
Don't call me the Gordo.
That's the corner. It's 9:33
on
the ticket.
Ma'am.
Coming up next, what is going on with the unicorn?